Hiya, it's Yvonne, and you are now listening to the Hashtag I Love Her podcast, which is a safe space aiming to inspire and develop self-esteem whilst promoting self-love. The title of today's episode is Let Go to Grow, and this episode is for anyone that has allowed a relationship, friendship, a situation, a job to overstay its presence in your life. It's for anyone who knows that they need to let go of a particular situation, but they're choosing not to because of fear. And it's for anyone that recognizes that in the process of trying to make somebody else happy, they've ended up losing who they are. During this episode, I'm going to explain how clinging onto something you've outgrown not only prevents you from evolving into the best version of yourself, but also works to lower your self-esteem. I'm also going to cover the signs that show you that it is time to let go and grow, as well as giving practical support of ways to cope after making the decision to let go. So let's get into it. I think most of us have fallen into relationships, friendships, situations, or even jobs where we know we've outgrown a particular person or job role, I guess, but we hold on because of the fear of what could come next. And this is definitely something I've experienced in my personal life, and looking back, I think creating a false narrative of how I think things should have been was always the thing that kept me in a situation longer than I should have been. And the thing with fear is it really works to maintain low self-esteem. And whenever we feel that we are making a decision because of fear, it means that that decision is working to lower our self-esteem. When we're manipulated by fear, we're very blind to reality, and we start to deny the facts of reality and instead live within a delusion. And this is the perfect place for low self-esteem to thrive and to grow, because by failing to accept reality, you're only running away from the challenge of evolving. And that's exactly what low self-esteem wants you to do. If you're struggling with low self-esteem, you're scared of challenges and you really fear the unknown because you're manipulated by fear. But as your self-esteem starts to increase, you start to seek more challenges, because you know that the more challenges you face and the more resilient you become, the higher your self-esteem grows. So not only is holding on to something that's not deserving of your presence anymore a waste of energy and a waste of time, but it will keep you stuck on that lower level of self-esteem, which means an open invitation to all of those low-level emotions such as depression, anxiety, regret, guilt, sadness, just all of the emotions that zap up your energy and prevent you from taking the steps you know you need to take to become the best version of yourself. And I think it's also important to note that when we're in this place, we have to understand that the only person we own something to is to ourselves. And if we're constantly putting other people first, then what message are we giving to ourselves? So how do you know that it's time to let go of something? So firstly, of course, if it's toxic or unhealthy or abusive, this is a major red flag, and I would always suggest seeking some professional support if leaving a particular situation could cause you harm in any way. And from my own personal experiences, I feel like when a situation has become quite unhealthy or toxic, it feels even harder to leave because you cling on to how you thought things should be. And again, that's your low self-esteem getting in the way and trying to get you to a place where you're denying reality. And if you continue to function in that way, your low self-esteem will continue to take first place in your life, which is a place that you don't want to be in. Because if you're in a situation that's toxic, unhealthy, or abusive, it's not only damaging to your self-esteem, but damaging to your mental health and just your well-being as a whole. And I think it's important to note that once a situation gets to a stage where it is abusive or unhealthy or toxic, it's very rare that it will get any better without an intervention, maybe such as counseling, or without you walking away from it. I once attended a live with Lala Dedia, who is the author of Vibrate Higher Daily, and she mentioned that you cannot heal in the same environment that made you sick. And I think that's really important to note if you're in a really unhealthy situation, that you're not going to be able to heal from it and take the lesson from it and grow from it if you stay within it. And if it has become toxic or unhealthy or abusive, then that is definitely a sign that it's time to let go. Another sign that it's time to let go of something is if you feel deep down that you can't bring your authentic self to the situation. So if you feel like you're constantly having to hide who you really are or behave in a way that you wouldn't usually behave, or neglect your desires and your needs and your wants in order to suit somebody else, then this is definitely a red flag, and it's definitely a sign that it's time to let go of that and welcome a new environment or a new space where you can fully bring who you are to the table, because in doing so, that's the only way you can blossom. How can you work to blossom into the person you're meant to be if you can't even show up as her? So that's definitely a sign that it's time to let go and grow. If you're noticing also that your situation or relationship or, you know, job is the main trigger for any symptoms of depression or anxiety, then again, that's another red flag. You know, of course, things will happen in life and both depression and anxiety are really common. But if you're in control of not having to feel depressed or anxious by, you know, letting go of something that no longer serves you, then why not make that decision? Why would you want to live your life every day feeling these low vibrational emotions that not only impact you, but other people around you, and again, delay you from becoming who you're meant to be and reaching your goals? And also work to lower your self-esteem. And last but not least, I always say, always find time to look within. Remember, you're not alone in this. Your intuition is always communicating with you, and you will always know deep down about what the best decision is for you. If you can honestly have a conversation with yourself and ask yourself, is it time to let go? And your intuition is screaming yes, and then your mind tries to feed back all the reasons why you should hold on, then ignore your mind, ignore the chatter, and trust your intuition. Your intuition is your guide, and it will never take you to a place that you're not meant to be. It knows exactly what situations you have to go through, when you have to go through them, and what situations are reaching its expiry date. So being aware of the signs is one thing, I guess. Also knowing how to cope is another. So what do you do once you've finally made that brave decision of letting go? So firstly, recognize the role that your ego will try to play in keeping you in the situation. It will very much tell you that you have to stay to either save face, to not be judged. It may even tell you, you know, look how much time you've wasted already. But you have to ignore this. The ego is there to protect you, but it doesn't always capture the full picture. So instead of heavily relying on your ego, as I've mentioned before, trust your intuition instead and remind yourself of the person you want to become and how this particular situation is stopping you from doing so. That will most definitely help. It's also important that you allow yourself to feel your feelings. I do touch upon this in, I believe it's episode 5, Doubts, Dark Times and Getting Unstuck, where I explain the role of emotions and that they literally come to pass through us. And especially if you've let go of something that doesn't serve you, don't allow these emotions to make you go back to what you know you've outgrown. Instead, allow them to pass through you, feel them, accept them, and remind yourself that these feelings will pass. And at the end of them, once they've all fully passed, you will be one step closer to becoming the best version of yourself. Another powerful tip that was shared by Lala Delia is when you're healing, make sure you put yourself in some place of power. So think about a goal that maybe wouldn't have been achievable if you stayed in that particular situation, and make sure you work towards that and achieve it. Because by having a focus, that will distract your mind from trying to create a false narrative about how the situation was and why you should have stayed and how things could have got better. But if you've got a goal, you can keep focused on that. And you know that the goal won't necessarily stop any negative emotions coming up, but it can keep you active, which can also work to prevent any symptoms of depression. So if you're at a point where you know you need to let go, or you've just let go, I just want to let you know that everything happens for a reason. Pain is a fertilizer for growth. Nothing, absolutely nothing, lasts forever, even the difficult feelings that will come up after making this decision. And most importantly, anything that requires you to ignore your intuition, operate with fear by your side, is only working to lower your self-esteem. And in order to evolve and elevate and achieve your dreams and become the lady that you can visualize, that you have to work on your self-esteem, and staying in any situation that prevents you from doing so will just stop you from getting there. As always, I want to get you to think about this in a different way. So I want you to close your eyes for me and imagine that you're a really pretty flower and you're trying to grow, but you're surrounded by all of these weeds. And I want you to pretend that these weeds are the situation, relationship, job, or whatever it is for you that you know you need to let go. And the longer you don't pull these weeds out and separate yourself from the weeds, the longer it's going to take for that flower to fully blossom into what it's meant to be. So if you're having doubts about whether you need to let something go, I want you to think about, is this a fertilizer for my growth, or is this situation acting as the weeds? And if it is a weed, you have to pull it out, and the only way to do that is let it go. So just to end with affirmation, please repeat this after me. I know that all the situations I face only come to grow me, even if it doesn't feel like it. I know that in order to raise my level of self-esteem, I must walk on the other side of fear. In doing so, I take one step closer to evolving into the lady of my dreams. So there it is. Let go. Let go if you want to grow. Yes, it is painful, but the pain will serve its purpose to evolve you into the best version of yourself. Thank you so much for taking time out to listen to this episode today. Please continue to support the hashtag I Love Her brand by following us on Instagram at the hashtag ILH podcast. Please also do leave a review, as this will encourage others to listen and discover the steps that they need to take to raise their self-esteem. And I hope to have you back soon.